with SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Bloodshed in Jerusalem. Palestinian attackers opening fire at a bus stop, killing six people and wounding 12. An Israeli soldier and a couple of civilians shot and killed the two attackers. Police later arrested a third person. Correspondent Joe Fetterman has more on the latest in the region.
The Israeli military has demolished another high-rise apartment building in the Gaza Strip. Israel has toppled a number of these buildings in recent days. It accuses Hamas of using them to observe troop movements. Israel is expected to take down several other buildings in the coming days. It also is stepping up evacuation orders, encouraging residents of Gaza City to leave the city ahead of an expected invasion. Israel wants to take over Gaza City.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune says he has to change the chamber's rules because it's clear Democrats will not back off their objections to President Trump's nominees.
This is simply the world's longest, most drawn-out temper tantrum over losing an election. Democrats can't stand the fact that President Trump was elected. And so they've destroyed decades upon decades of Senate precedent and turned a historically bipartisan process into an exercise in petty partisanship.
Charlotte, North Carolina officials facing sharp criticism for failing to keep a man with a history of erratic behavior off the streets before he fatally stabbed a young Ukrainian refugee on a commuter train. Police say the 23-year-old woman who fled the war in Ukraine only to be killed in a random attack was stabbed by a man with a very long record of criminal charges and psychiatric crises. This is SRN News. Well, Christian ministries rushing aid to Afghanistan.
Thousands are dead in the wake of an earthquake, and World Relief is leading the effort to help the country get back on its feet. CEO Myle Green says, quote, "We're also committed to responding boldly in partnership with local churches to provide food, shelter, and other humanitarian support to as many survivors as possible. The quake measured 6.0 on the Richter scale and was centered east of Kabul. There have been multiple aftershocks." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Council of Europe delegation denouncing the arrest of a Turkish human rights activist who was detained after delivering a speech critical of President Erdogan's government. Turkey is officially secular, but Erdogan has been taking the country to a more radical Muslim direction in the last few years, leading to increasing human rights violations as well as a growing persecution of Christians there. This is SRN News. Well, in London, getting from point A to point B this week could be a real hassle.
London's underground rail network came to a standstill on Monday as staff began a week of strikes over pay and working conditions, disrupting travel for commuters and tourists. The Rail Maritime and Transport Union said its members, including drivers, signalers, and maintenance workers, will walk out at various times through Thursday. Transit operator Transport for London said services were severely disrupted and there are expected to be few or no trains running Monday through Thursday. People who take 3.7 million daily journeys on the tube were working from home or finding other ways to get around. Bill Alexander, Washington.
Heathrow's Airport Terminal 4 has reopened after police found no hazardous substance. It had forced a partial evacuation earlier in the day. Authorities say about 20 people were treated but not seriously injured. More today at srnnews.com.